Torchwood. Outside the government, beyond the police. Tracking down alien life on Earth and arming the human race against the future. The 21st century is when everything changes. And you've got to be ready.
Hi, welcome to the second episode of the Torchwood Hub podcast. It's with me, Ryan. I'm going to start off with some site updates from my site at the moment now. Start off with the character update, character profiles. I have now got them all up. So that's all of them. That's Jack, Gwen, Owen, Toshiko, Yanto and Susie. Episodes list, I'm going to try and get an extended episode list, a downloadable one, up. But the episode list that's actually on the internet has an extended one with the Snow Sisters. And I'm hoping to get up the plots soon from Wikipedia. And downloads, I have the theme music and the episode titles up now. There's also a link to the podcast. I've got some news on the Torchwood, official Torchwood website. Torchwood Declassified and the interviews with cast and crew and also Alien Autopsy has now been updated. We've got Torchwood Declassified Episode 3 up now. And you've got the interviews with Byrne, you've also got interviews with Byrne Gorman as well, Gorman as well, up in that. And you've got the Ghost Machine video in the Alien Autopsy as well. Ratings. Right. Episodes 1, 2 and 3 I'm doing ratings for. Episode 1 in overnight ratings got 2.38 million. Episode 2 in overnight ratings got 2.33 million. Episode 3 in overnight ratings got 1.55 million. Now that's usual for a new series starting. It always drops down in like the second week. Because episodes 1 and 2 were shown back to back, they're not, the episode 2 isn't dropped, hasn't dropped yet. Okay. Now I've also got a bit of good news. The podcast should be on iTunes within the next couple of days. I don't know when, it's just got to, I'm in a queue at the moment to get me up, but I've actually uploaded it and everything. So if you just search for Torchwood Hub podcast, it should be up. Just try and just keep on looking every day and find it, and then subscribe to it through there instead of using the RSS feed. Links. If you go on to www.demonoid.com/files, right, and search for Torchwood, you can find some torrents on Torchwood. There is a team called Team Endo that Endo 2005 is the DVD maker because he makes all the DVDs and he does some for Doctor Who as well. He does something called Ultimate Editions. He has released his volume 1 today. So that's up and running now. With the help of GazTrack in this one, with the CD label, and RS Antelites in the last volume will help with a cover as well. So it's got episodes 3 on, it's got episodes 1 to 3, with the Torchwood Declassifies, the preview, episodes 1 and episode 2 and episode 3. They've also got the interviews on there from the Torchwood website, also some extras and an Easter egg. For those who don't know what an Easter egg is, it's something that's hidden. It's like a video that's hidden in the DVD. It's not got a link, a specific link to it. You just got to search around for it. Then I've got the TWO. Don't forget to visit that. That's www.torchwood-online.co.uk. Now they've got a good podcast. Look for in iTunes, search for TWO Torchcast. There's like a mini cast, their sister podcast, the WhoCast. Torchpod is set up by a woman called Karen Wilson, and it's apparently has a girl's view on Torchwood, right? And then if you go on www.torchwood.org.uk, you'll find the extranet files, like that's case files and things, of Torchwood. It's got pictures, videos, instant messages, and everything on there. You can either have a flash site or a HTML, and that's it for the links. I'm just going to go on to a review of the episode 3, The Ghost Machine. What I thought of it was, at the start of it, I thought that Owen and Gwen was actually quite good friends. The way they were running together and through the space and that, running after somebody, I thought they were friends. But as it went on, they started going away from each other, but as soon as Owen had his experience with the ghost machine, they did start becoming back to friends. The ghost machine, two parts. Nobody thought of that. Nobody thought it had been two parts. That's good. Because I thought only one part. So, still good, seeing the past. The second part, seeing the future, it may not be a good thing. Alright? If you see the future, don't think of it as a bad thing. Try and think of it as a good thing. But I'm just dying to see next week's episode. I can't wait. With the Cyberwoman and everything, the big thing with Doctor Who and stuff like that, with the cyber conversion unit. And in the preview with the actual guy who doesn't look like he works for Torchwood, getting converted into a cyber woman, man, whatever. Still, pretty good. I'm just going to wrap it up for this week with a preview of next week's Torchwood episode. It's only going to be an audio, not a video, sorry. Not that good yet. Alright then, so I'll see you next week.
What's happening?
Internal power drain.
What the hell is it?
It's wrong. It's beyond wrong. It shouldn't be here.
We have found parts of a cyber conversion unit fully powered up and working.
I'm deadly serious.
Oh god, there she is.
Oh. She's still alive. You execute her.